Welcome to Storytime with the Miskayne County Library System. My name is Miss Carrie, and we will be reading Unicorn Day, a story about how amazing it is to be a unicorn. Before we get started, I would like to invite all of our friends, tall and small, to join us for the story. We love when parents and caregivers participate with their children. Your child will learn better and be more attentive with you there as a role model. Storytime is a special time to spend with your child. Both of you are learning together, having fun, and bonding. When you read together at home, be sure to ask your child questions before, during, and after. This is a proven strategy for building comprehension. Unicorn Day by Diana Murray and Luke Flowers. Hooray, hooray, it's Unicorn Day! All unicorns this way! When unicorns come out to play, they have three rules they must obey. Unicorn Day rules. Rule number one, show off your horn. Be proud to be a unicorn. Rule number two, fluff up that hair. Make sure it's groomed and styled with flair. Rule number three, have fun, fun, fun. This rule is the most important one. In the woods where tall trees sway, they sing the song of Unicorn Day. Sunshine, flowers, fairy wings, today's a day for joyful things. Nay, 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 dance and play, happy, happy Unicorn Day. They kick their hooves, they jump and cheer, and sparkly butterflies flutter near. They slide on rainbows in the air, and love to braid each other's hair. They point their horns up as they fly, and cupcakes rain down from the sky. Then after they have had a bite, it's time to have a glitter fight. Uh-oh, that's no unicorn, that's a horse. He turns around to leave, of course. His horn's not real, it's just pretend. But they don't want to lose a friend. They tie the horn back on his head and give the horse a hug instead. Then it's back to fun, fun, fun. That rule's the most important one. They march together tall and proud. And soon some more friends join the crowd. And in this picture you see that there are lots of different creatures that have placed unicorn horns on their heads. Clip, clip, clop. They trot along as everybody sings the song. Sing along. Cupcake sprinkles, cherry tarts, starlight twinkles, glowing hearts, sunshine flowers, fairy wings, today's a day for joyful things. Nay, 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 dance and play. Happy, happy Unicorn Day. Hooray, hooray, it's Unicorn Day when unicorns come out to play. Isn't it nice that the unicorns let other animals join in their fun? I hope you and your family are finding fun activities to do together. Let's go ahead and do a counting rhyme together. When I say a number, I will pause so you can hold up that number on your hands. Feel free to shout out the number as we count. Five little unicorns. I saw five little unicorns, creatures from folklore. I watched the blue one prance away, and then there were four. I saw four little unicorns resting by a tree. I watched the orange one prance away, and then there were three. I saw three little unicorns, but as near to them I drew, the green one pranced away, and then there were two. I saw two little unicorns. I watched them run and run. The yellow one pranced away, and then there was one. I saw one lonely pink unicorn standing in the sun. When I blinked my eyes, it pranced away, and then there were none. Next, we'll be reading I Am a Unicorn by Michela Schulett. Now, this is a story about a frog who thinks he is a unicorn. I am a unicorn! Nope. No, you're not, says the goat. Didn't you see my pretty horn?
Yes, frog. I saw your horn.
Sheesh. I have a beautiful tail and a jar of magical unicorn sprinkles.
Yes, Frog, I see that. But you're not a unicorn.
But I live on a fluffy cloud. I can fly through the air. I spread happiness and cheer wherever I go. And my best friend is a fairy. I eat flowers and toot rainbows.
No, Frog, you do not live on a fluffy cloud. You cannot fly. Cow is not a fairy. You do not eat flowers or toot rainbows. You do not have magical unicorn sprinkles. And that is not a unicorn horn on your head.
Okay, goat.
Fine. Good. Bong, 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 bong goes the magical sprinkles. Frog, I'm sorry. You made a really good unicorn costume.
Crack goes the magical unicorn sprinkles on top of the frog's head. Poof!
Ah! The frog has turned into a unicorn.
Ribbit.
Just like the frog in the story, I hope you believe in yourself, because you can make your own wishes come true. There are many creatures in the world with horns, and some with just one horn, like a unicorn. Can you think of another animal that has one horn? My favorite one-horned animal lives in the ocean and seems just as magical as a unicorn. Do you know what it is? A narwhal! Next, I'll be reading Kevin the Unicorn, It's Not All Rainbows by Jessica Von Innerebner. Everyone knows unicorns are perfect. They bring glitter and happiness to everything around them. Their smiles alone make rainbows appear. When you're a unicorn, every day is filled with magical awesomeness. That is how it was for Kevin. Until the morning he woke up on the floor. This had never happened before. Something felt different. Something was different, but Kevin knew just what to do. Keep it happy, he reminded himself. With an extra big smile, Kevin set out for a glittery and fantastic day, driving on the corner of cheerful and upbeat. Sure, his day started off on the wrong hoof, but Kevin was positive he could turn it around. However, things did not go as planned. He ran out of gas. He lost a tire. It started to rain. By the time he got to town, Kevin felt a little frazzled. He never had a less than perfect morning. Keep it happy, Kevin told himself. Maybe a glitter soda would get his day back on track. Holy hooves! The line was so long, but Kevin was sure it would move quickly. It didn't, though, and by the time he got to the front, they were out of glitter soda. Keep it happy, he said to himself. Hey, friend, don't worry. I'm going to set you up with a free clam juice. Have a sparkly day. Kevin kept a smile on his face, even though his insides didn't feel smiley at all. Bump, sploosh. Uh-oh. Oh, sorry, are you okay? Totally, feeling happy and fantastic, just like always. Who doesn't want to smell like the ocean? Kevin continued on his way. As he went through the city park, he ran into quite a lot of interesting things. Like a lot of birds. Wow. That's a lot of birds. The 84th annual Pancake for Happiness syrup is very sticky. A cupcake bake-off. Oh, cupcakes! Which are now stuck in his hair. A party pit. Uh-oh, now he's falling into a birthday party. Happy birthday, Andrew! And being chased by adorable dogs. These puppies are so cute! And now he's tripping at... Uh-oh. Kevin could no longer hide what he was really feeling. Today is not awesome or fantastic, and it's definitely not sparkly. It's horrible! This is a really horrible, lousy, awful day. I'm having a bad day, too. There's clam juice on my favorite shirt.
This donut has been stuck on my horn for a week, and I've been pretending it's not there.
There's glitter in my eye! There's glitter in both my eyes!
It turns out unicorns don't always have perfect magical days.
And that's okay. How about that? Even unicorns have bad days sometimes. Just remember, it's okay to have a bad day. Up next, I'd like you to try out some unicorn moves with me. Go ahead and join in. Unicorns don't just gallop like horses and zebras. They prance, which means they move with high, springy steps. Can you do a prance? Try it out now. Unicorns don't just prance. They also love to twirl. That means they spin around in a circle. Can you give a twirl and make a whinny like a unicorn? Unicorns don't just twirl, though. They leap from place to place. Can you leap like a unicorn? Oh, but unicorns don't just leap around. They frolic in the fields. That means that they move around cheerfully and excitedly, kind of like skipping. Can you guys try out a frolic for me? Unicorns don't just frolic. They shake their manes, spreading glitter everywhere. A mane is what we call the hair on the head and neck of a unicorn. Can you shake your mane? Unicorns don't just shake their glittery manes, though. They fart rainbows. Can you wiggle your bum and fart a rainbow? Lastly, unicorns don't just fart rainbows. They fly. Can you fly around your room like a unicorn? Today's story time was brought to you by glitter and cupcakes and rainbow farts and unicorns. You can find all of those magical things through our online library resources, Hoopla and Overdrive. Thank you for joining us for story time. Please be sure to join us here on WHIZ Radio Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. for a new story.